I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey guys, we're here for the Hollywood Life podcast, and we've got a very special guest. In fact, we have kind of three special guests here in our podcast studio at Hollywood Life. We are here with Bronwyn Wyndham Burke from The Real Housewives of Orange County. Yay.
Yes.
Hi.
Very exciting.
Yes, I'm here with my co-host today is Jenna Lemoncelli, and she is a major Housewives fan. And then our other guests who are in the room, in the podcast studio, are Bronwyn's husband of 19 years, but they've known each other for 25. They met 25 years ago. Sean and her daughter, Rowan, her beautiful daughter, who is 17. They are also here. And listen, we're so happy to have part of the family because you have a very large family with seven children. But welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. We're having a great day.
Yeah. I hear you jetted in from Orange County last night.
Yes.
And you were going strong. And we are here to help keep you awake until 11 o'clock tonight in New York, because tonight you're going to be on Watch What Happens Live.
I'm so excited. I finally get to meet Andy Cohen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You never met him?
I haven't met him yet. Tonight's the first night.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. You talked to him over the phone?
Not at all. Not once. So I'm very excited about tonight. I feel it's sort of like tonight's the official I Become a Housewife night.
He's going to be happy because you are bringing in those ratings for OC, yes. Let me tell you.
Yes.
He's going to have the red carpet rolled out for you.
Totally. He's going to have lots of questions. And I bet not only is he going to have lots of questions about all the drama that you've helped to bring to the show this year, but also being a new time dad, I'm sure he's going to ask you lots of all your best advice.
For parenting.
Yes, because you are an expert.
I am. I've learned the more kids I have, the less I know.
Well, it's true. Every kid brings their own challenges.
Exactly.
I can't even imagine.
Well, you can't. I can tell you that, Jenna.
That's why I live through you guys. Yes. I'll babysit your kids.
One day. But before we get to the challenge of kids, let's ask you, because I know that our Hollywood Life audience really wants to know about the kiss. The kiss that you and Tamara indulged in. It was actually kind of more than one kiss.
There was a few kisses.
Yeah,
there was a few kisses.
Yeah, it was a fun, it was a fun, crazy night. Shannon's birthday party was probably the best time we all had this season. Everyone got along. I think we were doing tequila shots when we got on that train, and we didn't stop till, we rolled out late at night. So we were just having fun, and I'm a very flirty person. I mean, the more I drink, the more I flirt, and I'm even sober. I'm just a very flirty person, and Tamara's very beautiful. And we had just, we just started to get to know each other, and I thought, hey, why not?
You're going in.
Yeah.
You had the tequila shots, and you're going in for the kiss, and then you went in again, and there was tongue.
I mean, I've always been very open that I find women attractive, so, it was a fun night, and that was it. The funny thing is she's become one of my best friends on the show since then.
But you don't consider yourself bisexual, or do you?
It's funny. I never thought about it until that question was put to me on the show, because I grew up in a very different time. You were straight or you were gay. There was not really much of an in-between. And my husband has always known that I've always been attracted to women, too. So, I don't know if I would label myself that, but maybe. I'm 41, so it's a very different time than what my kids are growing in. My children are growing up in a very gender fluid environment.
Right, where it's just very accepting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so I think, that's something that I'm probably going to delve into maybe next season, because even saying that, it definitely pushes me out of my comfort zone. So just saying, yes, I'm attracted to men and women. call me whatever you want.
Now, have more kisses occurred between you and Tamara off set?
No, that was the only night. I mean, I think we did one as a joke, like for press once, but no, I mean, I really do have a rule that, you know, you don't cross those lines with your friends.
And when I remember first, you said that.
Yes. I didn't use the words cross lines. I had a different.
You said something else, but yeah.
Something
you,
else that I'm not going to say right now because you have to bleep it out. But, you know, Tamara really has become one of my best friends on the show. I talk to her every day, sometimes more than once a day. So
what is it that brings you two together? Like, what makes your friendship so strong?
I think we have a lot of things in common. Actually, during airing, we didn't film together that much one-on-one. But since the show, a lot of things have come up, a lot about, you know, my relationship with my mom. And she has a similar issues, too, and she gives me a lot of great advice. And there's a side to Tamara.
What are the issues with your mom in particular?
Just, you know, sort of when we started filming, it puts a mirror up to your relationship. And there was things that I didn't realize and how, you know, sometimes I would just walk away from conflict with her instead of dealing with it. And
she's very outgoing too, isn't she?
Yes. So, you know, the women in my family, we have a tendency to be larger than life. I think it's in our DNA. So, you know, Tamara's just a very wise person when it comes to, like, if my feelings were hurt or I was like, you know, I didn't like how that, she's like, well, here, let's talk about this, whatever. So she's always been that person where if there's something happening on the show, she's my first phone call.
Well, that's great. It's good to, you know, because these TV shows, I mean, they are very dramatic. The relationships that develop between the women, and we never know as viewers whether they're real or not real. Are they, you know, lots of fans think, is it really scripted? Are you told to do certain things? So it's kind of interesting to find out that you two have become in real life good friends.
I think we are put into these unrealistic expectations of spending a large amount of time with each other. So normally when you're making a girlfriend, it's let's go have coffee. Then you'll see each other a week later. We are put together, you know, for 12 hours a day. We travel together.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah. And you're forced to have uncomfortable conversations. You know, you can't just be like, I'm sorry, and then it's it. Part of the show is you have to work through these issues. So I think that our relationships get either, you know, they get closer or, you know, they split apart faster than they would in a normal situation. I've been very lucky that I would have to say with most of my castmates, I feel very close to them right now.
Or you split apart in a very dramatic situation.
And I actually just spoke to Shannon too the other day, and she was talking about the new addition in you, and she was saying how much of a breath of fresh air you are and how fun it is to have you. And she said that the excitement was just starting with you. So I'm pumped about that alone.
I mean, Shannon was so gracious when I first met her. You know, she kind of had a reputation of being mean to the new girl.
Yeah.
So when I walked in, I was like, okay. And then she's like, hey, let's hug it out. One thing that Tamara and Shannon have in common is that if you're real and authentic and you own it, if you mess up, if you say, you know what, I'm sorry, I did that and that was wrong, mm-hmm. they'll let it go. Because they really do have, you know, they have big hearts and they just want honesty out of people.
And I feel like Shannon's more like loose now these days. She's single now, she's having fun, and she looks great too.
And we live in the same town. So Shannon and I, you know, even off the show, run into each other all the time.
Now, you mentioned honesty. Speaking of honesty, you also revealed on the show that you've had threesomes.
I did.
You and Sean.
I know.
And, you know, did you talk to Sean about this before you revealed that? Or was that a surprise?
Absolutely not.
He's in the corner. For those who can't see, he's like in the corner dying.
He would have said, no, honey, don't do that. You know, it's like, I'm the kind of person who I have no filter and I say whatever comes into my mind. I've always been that person. A lot of times if I'm reading, you know, feedback, people say, oh, she's acting, she's over the top. And a lot of my girlfriends that I've had for 20 or 30 years, because I grew up in Orange County, are like, no, that's actually her. Like, she's actually that crazy. And she says all that stuff. So I forget, because everyone I know has known me for so long, that some of the things that come in my mouth are shocking. So I'm forgetting that the camera crew is there because we've been in Miraval in the middle of nowhere for 3 days. So by this time, it's not the camera crew. It's like,
hey, you guys were away when you made the confession.
It's like we're all just friends at this point, you know? And so we're hanging out. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of our, you know, funny story. And then the looks of
like a funny story. Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's not so funny.
I watched that episode. You genuinely did. You just said it and it was like you moved on. It was like you said, like, you know, I'm hungry.
As
like
she just said it. And everybody was like, every day confession.
Yeah. And like you were genuinely just like nonchalant throwing it out there. Like I watched that one and I was like,
okay. And that's how I am with my girlfriends in real life. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, oh, that's cool. Next.
Yeah.
You know,
that's how you said it.
So your girlfriends in real life already knew this.
Well, yeah. I mean, some were at some of the same parties.
You mean some of them were as part of a threesome?
No.
At the same party.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you've listened to the I Have a Rule, which is you don't make out with your friends. So I know.
Or have a threesome with
your friends.
You don't
F your friends.
Right. That's the word.
That was what she said.
And it's sort of a joke. So, you know, it's like a friend of a friend. Or I joke about the fact that after this episode aired, the story I'm telling about his birthday party.
The 40th birthday party. I am all over this. You don't even know.
My friend who was with us, she wrote, she's like, oh, I saw the episode. Thanks for not mentioning my name. Like, she actually sent me a thank you. Like, I miss you guys. I mean, it was pretty funny.
I love it.
And so the 40th birthday party merited one of these special threesomes.
It's not like that thought out. It's just sort of, it started as a joke on, I think it was actually your 35th birthday. It just sort of happened. Everyone lost their mind. And then it kind of became a joke. And then, you know, I mean, first 45th, I was pregnant. And keep in mind, I've been having babies like nonstop for years.
Oh, so the 40th, you were pregnant. So you did or didn't on the 40th too?
No, 40th I was not.
Not pregnant. You said the 45th.
45th I was.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just trying to get how many monumental birthdays there might have been.
And it's sort of just, now it's just sort of something that I was like, oh, it's as a joke. It's not a hard and fast rule. Like, I think for your last birthday, you got a card.
I think that,
Sean, how do you feel about that versus a threesome?
Sometimes it's incredible.
I think it happens like randomly.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I think I was unprepared for how America would jump on this because the people that I'm used to, because we've spent a lot of time in Miami. I have a very, you know, open, progressive group of friends in Newport. I was just like, oh, okay. I just remember Gina's face and be like, I'm going to try to back out of this. She's about to run back home right now, you know? So I tried to backtrack out of that one, but no such luck when you travel with a camera crew.
You realize that you're kind of putting a high bar out there for a lot of other marriages.
I've had some people say, hey, could you convince my wife to do this? And I'm like, no, you know, this, you have to just do you. I'll do
you've
me.
You've given hope
you
to many husbands.
I have heard, actually, some people have written to me and said, thank you, my husband will finally watch The Real Housewives with me now.
Yes, yeah, I love that.
You're welcome.
We need to tell Andy that one. So funny.
Well, and so in terms of like, has this been, have you had any offers since this?
People are very kind online.
I'm sure your DMs are kind. Just like flooded.
I have learned the hard way to not open photos anymore.
Oh, no.
Yes, lesson learned from the newbie.
You're too funny. Oh, my gosh. I love it. And like after this admission that you had, did you like talk to any of your castmates and were like, yeah, like this is...
No.
Were they like, I didn't know that about you? Or like, you know, was anybody really taken back? Because your personality is very evident on the show and it's amazing.
I don't think so. I mean, I think I learned recently they either thought I was lying or I was trying too hard. And I mean, let's be honest, so much happens this season.
Yeah, yeah.
That I don't think people really remembered it until we had to talk about it in our confessionals again. You know what I mean? Like things moved quick this season.
Well, you guys might have forgotten it, but certainly when it aired, it's been the talk.
I know. I actually, my husband's in tech. It was trending over the Democratic National Convention.
The debate.
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
It was trending over the debate. So,
well, we have a small group here that I'm obviously like probably president of by now that watches the show. And we came in the next day and we were like, did you see? We need to talk about Bronwyn. And I was like, she needs to come in. We need to talk about it. And this was before we knew you were coming in. And today people were just going wild that like I was able to be able to sit in this room.
I mean, I like I said, I say whatever comes into my mind. I kind of think that everyone should be more progressive about, you know, sexuality and gender.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful that I have kids that go to a school. So obviously I came back from this trip and the first thing I did was tell my family, you know, so they would have time to prepare.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey guys, I said this. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I mean, that was really it. Because online people are like, you're poor children. I'm like, not really. My kids are fine. Most of their friends are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really right. Okay, for those of you who couldn't hear, Rowan said she couldn't care less.
Yeah.
She's a very understanding, a very grown up, self-actualized young woman.
And it really has opened up like the dialogue.
She likes girls too.
Yeah. She likes girls too.
Oh, and she likes girls too.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I like that you guys are making this a platform that it's open to speak of these things, because that's how it is now. But a lot of people don't, you know?
Yeah, it was, I mean, in our household, it was really great. And it was so easy for her to say that to me. She's like, oh, wow, that's nice. I like girls too. There was no, you know, big moment or thing. It's just our kids are raised in a family where nothing's taboo and you can talk about anything.
That's
great. You know,
well, let's hope that your influence spreads across the country, because
I would hope so. I would hope that people would. It doesn't matter what you want to do. As I said, you know, there are a lot of examples of the 1950 June Cleaver family. If you go on Instagram, there's rose-colored sepia tones of perfection. And that's great. And that works for a lot of people. But there's also another way to do it. It doesn't have to be my way, but it can be your own way. So I think, especially with the younger generation, they're looking at traditional marriage and thinking, well, that hasn't been working. So what is working for you? And so, look, this is us. It's 25 years. Our kids are doing great. They actually talk to us.
Which is so important and rare
amazing.
A lot.
And the communication in our home has been, I would say, like a double, triple as it was beforehand. It's definitely.
Like before you went on the show?
Yes.
The show has encouraged communication.
Amongst all the family members and my kids, and the levels of honesty have definitely skyrocketed.
Why do you think that is? Is it because when you're on set and spending the 12 hours and they really encourage you to talk through your relationships. Is it because of that you're through your work talking through relationships more, that's making you more open when you come home, or more in the habit of talking through relationships?
You know, I hadn't really thought about it like that, but yeah, probably. Because when you're filming, it is a little bit like therapy.
Yeah.
You know, with your producers and whatever. So I probably got more used to having the honest conversation.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And I did bring that home.
And because when do you get to go to work and actually talk about everything going on in your actual life? Like, that is your job. So you're right. It's like therapy. You are working through life. You're living life and you're kind of self-evaluating, I guess I could say, when you're at work
I do, you know, Housewives is really good at putting a mirror up to yourself and having you confront some hard issues that you never really would have had to normally. So, yeah, I hadn't really thought about that. That's probably a big part of it. Why?
Why else do you think it is that it's encouraged so much conversation with your husband and children?
Because for the first time, at least in our family, I was more than just mom.
I love that.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. And you're doing so much with this platform, too. So.
Yeah. And, you know, I've always had a voice. I just never had a way to express it. And so, I've been a stay-at-home mom for 19 years until the show. And this has really just opened so many doors for me.
Oh, yeah. And we're happy to have you.
What made you decide to do this show?
I mean, honestly, I thought it would be fun. About 2 days before I got the phone call from the casting director, I was sitting in my bed and I was crying. I had just gone to a Mommy and Me class with my baby. And it was the same songs I'd been singing for 18 years.
Well, yeah, you're on repeat number
and like
seven. Yeah.
Dancing in a circle with a bunch
six.
Of women, you know, without a DJ or tequila. And I was just like, and so I'm sitting in my bed and I'm crying. I said, I need something more. I need something that's just for myself. You know, I'm 40 years old now. It's time for me. And he was very supportive. My husband's like,
that's great.
Whatever you want, I will make it happen for you. You know, and then 2 days later, the casting director sent me a DM through my Instagram. Have you heard of the show? Would you be interested?
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, that sounds like fun. I was so naive. I really just thought it was fun.
Well, listen, I think it's turned out to be fun. But I mean, I think, you know, you're absolutely right. I think it's hard to be home for you've had seven children. You've got twins. Like, that's very demanding.
Yes.
Yeah, like, it's really a lot having kids.
It is. It takes a lot out of you. And when you're not used to having your own identity, because I never really did, I didn't realize what I was missing until I was much older probably than other women. I was 40 before I realized that there was something missing in my life.
Yeah. And so it's I can completely see how you could feel like there for mommy and me for the umpteenth time.
Yeah.
That you could be, oh my God.
Like, and the thing is, like, you keep you repeated, you know, that you're 40, but I feel like your life is starting now, like this whole new chapter. Like, you're so young and you have so much to do right now with this platform. It's your first season. You're making crazy waves within all sorts of news. And I'm truly happy for you. I didn't know a lot of that, of your story like that.
Yeah.
So that's really refreshing.
It's definitely, there's a lot more to me. I think, you know, as the show goes on, you'll learn a little bit about me. But I think that's about being a new housewife, is it takes a while to get to know who someone is. Mm-hmm. You're very nervous when you first start filming.
I bet.
It's hard to articulate where you're coming from, at least for me, you know. So it's definitely, the more comfortable I get, I think you'll definitely get to know me more as Bronwyn.
Yeah.
The person, not just, you know.
And a lot of people, it's very hard if you notice when you start, when you're watching a show, people already have the cast in their mind already. So when you come on as a newcomer, it's rough. Like, they either love you or they hate you. You know?
You do wonder how the other cast members are going to react to you. Like, are they going to give you a hard time? The newbie, like you said, on the show.
Yeah. So
I didn't worry about that at all. I probably should have, maybe. But when I walked into Quiet Woman and I saw Shannon and Kelly, I was like, yeah, this is going to be fun. All right.
That's the perfect attitude.
There's music. There's
you
tequila.
Must not have watched some of the other Housewives shows.
You know, what could go wrong?
Right. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
Now, you have been married, or you've been with the same man for 25 years. You've been married for 19. Why do you think you guys, your marriage has lasted?
Communication. We talk about everything. I do mention on the show that we went through a rough patch when Jacob was about two. So about 12 years ago, where I didn't think we were going to make it. He was traveling all the time for work. I was a stay-at-home mom alone with three kids. And we were so wrapped up in who we were supposed to be, the idea of mom and dad and husband and wife, that we weren't actually being ourselves. So we almost split up. And it took that break apart from each other to say, hey, I love you. I want this to work. But we need to redefine what our marriage is going to be. It's not going to be this, you know, lie that we've been fed our whole lives. It's going to be Bronwyn and Sean, two flawed people who love each other deeply, coming together and making it work. And since that, I mean, I remember it vividly, you know, since we recommitted to each other.
Like, what was the moment that it almost split? Like, did you have a fight? Was it that you felt yourself growing apart?
There was no fight. I think if you're fighting, you're still working towards something. We were just indifferent at that point. So I took the kids to Hawaii because that's where we spend our summers. And I had no intention of coming back. And I was looking at homes and I rolled the kids in school there.
That's very serious.
Yeah, he stepped down his role of president of his company and came back out there and re-proposed. And we changed our whole life. We sold everything within like a week. We opened our house, sold our house, got rid of everything we owned.
Wow.
And said, I often say, everything I always thought I wanted, turns out I didn't. I was 27 with the house and the kids. And I'm like, I don't want any of this. And then we ended up in D.C. for a little bit. We were in Miami. And we were just living our life on our own terms.
Wow.
What made Sean realize that? Like, that he was willing to drop everything, quit his job, and come after you in Hawaii?
I think a lot of times men start to think that being a good father and husband is making money, and they equate the two. And he thought that by, you know, working these long, hard hours, that he was being a good dad and a good husband. And I think it took him realizing that I wanted him more than things to kind of say, what do I want? He also, and he has mentors in his life that would look back and say, if I could go back and do it all over again, I would have spent more time with my kids. So yeah. he had men in his life that he could
telling
look up
him
to.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did he have like an aha moment? Did he realize that you weren't coming back and that he had to go after you?
I think he did. I think he was at home. He was by himself and he just went, this isn't it. And so he got on a plane, got down on one knee and said, this is what I want. I want you and the kids.
Well, thank
it.
The Lord
right?
that he did that. But I mean, that's major because a yeah. lot of men, a lot of people wouldn't make that decision.
It's
like whether it's a man
decision.
Or a woman. Yeah.
Especially at that age that she yeah. mentioned.
Right.
I'm 27 now and I'm like,
we were so young when we
doing.
Got together. It's hard. It's hard for me to imagine. I have a 19-year-old. I was younger than her mm-hmm. when I met him.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. So,
and like you said before, though, different times.
Yeah. So.
And before we let her go, we have to
okay,
mention
we,
so
no,
many
well,
things.
Wait, I first want to mention Rowan for because
yes.
Rowan is here. And Rowan has got a new dancewear collection. Whoops. A new
We've
dancewear
got a family there.
collection called Dark Rabbits. And but Rowan has had some issues with OCD.
Yes. So,
and how is she doing with that?
So Rowan has had OCD her entire life. It manifests itself in different ways. But two summers ago, she came to New York to do a fashion program. And she came home 20, 25 pounds lighter.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And I had known to expect this because she was here with her sister and her sister had given me a heads up. I didn't realize how bad it had gotten, though. So Sean and I went into survival mode. I mean, we were actually afraid at that time. She was so depressed. She was cutting herself.
Oh, dear.
We were worried about losing her. I mean, we had her on 24-hour watch. We called her school. She has an amazing school, public school, charter school in California. And they put us in contact with some really great resources. And so she went away and she got help. And she had it took a couple times for her to get, I don't want to say better because that minimizes it because this is something she'll have forever. But it got her to a point where she could go to school and dance and smile. And so she has been designing her whole life. She's a dancer. So she was homeschooled for a long time. And she taught herself how to design and pattern make and sew. So this is something that she started in Miami 6 years ago.
Wow.
And we finally, put it into production, I would say even a year or two before the show. And so when we got on the show, I'm like, what a great platform to be able to showcase not just the hard times you've been through, but you've come through it and look at how you're thriving. So for us, Dark Rabbit Dancewear, doing this fashion show, it was not just a celebration of, a clothing line, but of our daughter's health and happiness.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And it's clothing that dancers of all different types can wear, correct?
I think the youngest is age 6 or 7. They're just starting another line called Dark Bunnies for younger kids.
Oh, cute.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
So,
and but it's dancewear that they can use for modern dance, for
yes,
like any kind
yes.
of dance lessons.
So,
hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yes.
Activewear, streetwear. And where can people buy this?
Right now, mainly online. There are some stores in Orange County where you can buy them. We have a partnership program with dance studios so that some of the proceeds go back to the dance studios.
That's great.
It is. A big part of dance is that we want to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. When we were in Miami, we saw that a lot of kids, their lives were changed by dance. So if we can help the studios raise money so that more kids can dance, that's a big thing to us.
It's a wonderful
way to
self-express.
We're big believers in supporting kids, supporting the arts, and for changing people's lives in whatever we can. So,
and is there a website, darkrabbits.com?
Yes, it's darkrabbitdancewear.com.
Okay, darkrabbitsdancewear.com.
Dark Rabbit.
Oh, Dark Rabbit, singular.
Yes, darkrabbitdancewear.com.
everybody.
Yes.
And now you're also very involved with another fabulous charity called Cancer Cartel that pays the everyday bills of women who are suffering from cancer and going through treatment.
So one of the great things about becoming a housewife is people reach out to you and you have a platform. So these amazing women reached out and said, are you able to help? I said, of course I am. So we invited them down to Sean's office. We hosted an event. Carrie Brittingham from Dallas came with her daughter. Stephanie Holman called in for us. We have Jackie from New Jersey. So it's sort of like a housewife crossover, helping these women raise money for people that are battling cancer, pay for their expenses. The thing that I really like is the money raised in each city goes towards that city. And these are all women that have battled cancer themselves and really just wanted to give back. They're all cancer-free right now and just sort of wanted to repay the universe.
Like the women who are involved. Oh, who have launched Cancer Cartel.
Yes.
Well, and I don't think, like, people don't realize that when you're undergoing treatment for cancer, that even if your health insurance may be covering, like, most of your bills, it doesn't cover all your bills. Mm-hmm. But also, you may not be able to be working while you're doing it. How are you going to pay the rent, your groceries?
Exactly. So they came up with a really easy way called the Cancer Cartel Closet Challenge. So I donated some of my confessional dresses. So did the other housewives. So sometimes it's hard for people to donate money. So what they do is they take clothes, high-end clothes, handbags, accessories, and resells them.
Okay.
So though cash donations are always welcome, what they're focusing on is selling high-end clothes and then taking the profits from that to help these women. So a lot of us have donated our confessional dresses or our open credit dresses. Because, you know, I think that would be fun.
Yeah, and they could feel glammed up and everything.
Like, oh,
those confessional dresses are always incredible.
Right. Yeah. And so you're gonna, now people will be able to bid on them and that money will go to helping, you know, someone who needs it.
I love that.
Well, are you prepared for your confessions tonight on Watch What Happens Live?
You know
He goes in. He goes in hard.
Yeah,
I have nothing left to hide. I mean, honestly, like once I switch that switch on, you can't turn it off. So you know, bring it on.
Okay, well, everybody, tune in to The Real Housewives of Orange County on Bravo every Tuesdays at 9 p.m. and to Watch What Happens Live for Bronwyn's interview. And one thing you can look forward to coming up later this season in the show is a Newport Beach Fashion Week show or multiple shows.
Right. Well, what ended up happening is we had the OC Fashion Week. And as you'll see on the episode, it was disastrous.
Oh, no.
So we are very lucky to be involved in the city of Newport Beach and to be friends with the city council. So we came to them with an idea to start the Newport Beach Fashion Week. We have a big nonprofit for young aspiring artists and designers. So we are kind of doing it under the umbrella of the Newport Beach Film Festival and creating our own, which is going to launch in March.
Very cool.
And this is going to be on the show. Are you going to film?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Why not?
Yeah. And I think that we can all look forward to lots more drama all through the rest of the season.
Yes, that is for sure. I mean, I lived it, and even I sometimes go, wow, that actually happened.
The mid-season trailer looks insane.
You know, they say sometimes people, the naysayers say this is scripted. You can't script this stuff.
No, not especially not this season. I was talking to Shannon about that, and I was like, girl, for any of the doubters out there, this season will prove anyone
wrong.
Well,
can you give us any hints of what's to come? Anything specific?
I don't think I can.
Your lips are zipped.
You know, the only time I break a rule is after I already broken it. So I'm trying to make better choices.
Just know that it's going to be amped up. It is what I have heard.
Crazy. All I know, I mean, it gets crazy, and like Miami, watch out.
Well, I feel like that's where you thrive too. So I feel like you're going to rule that trip.
Miami was a great trip.
Yeah,
I brought everyone to Miami because it's like, okay, I understand you think I'm insane in California. Let's go to Miami. I make total sense there.
Okay. I've been there and I see it. I see it.
So. Okay. So everybody watch out for Miami on The Real Housewives of Orange County. Bronwyn, it's been wonderful to have you here and to have Sean and Rowan. And we'll look forward to seeing you again.
Yay, yes. Thank you guys.
Okay. Bye.